And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is simplify. We see so many of you have forgotten the great lesson of the pandemic, which was to simplify. To see truly what had meaning to you in your life, what was meaningful about life, and what is meaningful about life. Everything slowed down during the pandemic. Channels of supply and products were shut down. And as the panic subsided, you all recognized how little is required for you to be happy, to be truly content, to be at home in your heart, and to be grateful to the God that created this realm and created you. And to be grateful for your life as well. Things got very simple during that time, and nature started to come back because of the refreshment she felt as cars were off the road and pollution was diminished. All of the systems of humanity slowed down or actually stopped, paused. And there was a great time of reflection for you all. Much quiet time. For those of you who were working, we know that this was different than those who were encased at home. And yet even you who were working could feel the slowing down, the recognition of simplifying, and how well it worked. Even though it might have not been the same format. So this is our call to you now. The idea of simplify is for you to come home always to your heart center, and be at home. And have the understanding that your heart gives you constantly of what is meaningful and what is true in your life and what is not. As your heart speaks to you, it will be quite simple as well, because your heart speaking to you is the heart of God speaking to you. Conversely, the world's voice, the collective voice, will say, well, you need to do this, and you need to buy that, and oh, there are so many things that you have need of, so work harder, faster. And it takes you beside yourself. It is like being on the rat race, truly, and you, dear ones, are not rats. And we say that lovingly, because rats have their purpose and their mission on Earth, and they are important to life on Earth. You are human beings. Beings. So all of the do, accomplish, achieve, more, it is a greedy aspect of the limited ego mind that is fear-based and does not ever feel safe and secure. It is an old pattern of the old, old mind of man that is no longer appropriate. It is not in service to you, this mind that is fearful and always worried and always looking over its shoulder to see if the tiger is about to pounce on it. This is not your life today. And you have dominion over your thoughts. So we ask you this week to be with the idea, the experience, even how you feel it in your body, of simplify. Simplify your thoughts, your activities, even your emotions, which, based on the human mind and fear, will continue to try to pulse you into behavior or action. Take a deep breath and pause and come home to your heart and ask the question as you begin each day, how can I do that which is being asked of the God that created me? That is my purpose. That is my mission today. Simplify. If it means that you put off a meeting or a call so that you can be present with your child as they are going through something and need your presence, this is what you will do because you are asking and listening. You are following guidance. This is the elegant nature of simplify. It is divine. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.